You are the greatest and most influential person right now in her life. And I know it doesn't seem like it. I know it doesn't. But we have to keep the big picture in mind here. That your daughter is in a place right now where she is looking to other female models in her life who she's emulating with her self-talk and how she sees herself, and that absolutely impacts how she plays. And you are right there every single day influencing the environment for her and how you show up and how you talk about yourself and your own habits. It's so, so important.
Hey there, we're Christina and Brianne. And one of our greatest passions is enabling female athletes to uncover their greatness, allowing them to break free from their limitations and achieve their biggest dreams.
As expert coaches and confidence and mindset educators, we created the Elite Competitor to enable moms and coaches to build lifelong confidence, resilience, and elite performance. Think of this as your weekly dose of inspiration, where you'll feel enabled with proven strategies, real life stories, and transformative lessons. Welcome to the Elite Competitor podcast. Today, we are diving into your role in developing confidence in your athlete daughter, specifically three things that you can start now that make a big difference in how your daughter sees herself and how she shows up in her sport and in life. And the reason why we are really taking time to dive into this is that we know from research and also from anecdotal evidence that our daughter's confidence is closely tied to her mom's confidence and her mom's self-perception. So everything from what you say, what you think, and what you do can influence your daughter's perception of herself and her confidence. And I know what you're thinking. When you hear that, when I hear that as a mom, I am thinking, oh my gosh, this is really daunting. Like, do I really have this much power? Do I have that much influence? Oh, have I already like screwed her up? Okay, I want you to erase all of that negative spiraling that might be going on in your head right now, because that is why we're talking about this. This is why we are diving into this topic. And there are some really easy and key switches that we can be making as moms to help our daughters really cultivate this deep confidence in themselves, knowing that we actually do make a difference in their confidence. Now, the way that I want to tie this in is the most obvious way, and this comes to body image. And we see this a lot when it comes to girls and how they see their body and their perception of if they view their body as capable, if they view their body as strong, as something that they love, versus seeing their body as something they want to change. And we know that the way that our daughters see their bodies and view their bodies is closely tied to how their moms see their bodies. And I'll never forget when I saw the Dove commercial just all around this topic. And maybe you've seen it already, but this Dove commercial that went into comparing a daughter's comments about what she loves and hates about her body, and then also interviewing her mom and asking her the same question. So basically, they had two separate interviews. They first interviewed the moms, and they were asking the moms, you know, what do you love about your body? What do you hate about your body? And the moms would go on a couple things that they liked about their bodies, but mostly they were complaining about like, oh, I just hate my arms and how they look, or, you know, I don't like my nose, and I've always felt like my legs were really weak. And they, you know, they just said what they felt about their bodies. And then they separately interviewed the daughters of these moms. And the daughters looked like they were between the ages of like 6 and 9, probably. They were pretty young. They asked the daughters the same exact questions. And the daughters, I mean, not surprisingly, but just astonishingly to me when I watched it, they said the exact same things. They would say things like, oh, I feel like my legs are weak. I don't really like my nose. I don't like my arms. You know, very similar comments about their bodies to what their moms had said. And I just, every time I watch this commercial, I start to tear up, because we just realize that what we say about ourselves, we think is only impacting us. And it's like, we're not saying that we don't like our daughters anything, right? In fact, we're probably saying very positive things to our daughters, but it's what we're saying about ourselves that our daughters actually pick up on. And so when the moms were, you know, seeing these videos, these replays of their daughters saying these really negative things about their bodies and realizing, oh my gosh, that's what I say about my body, you know, the light bulb goes off. And at the end of the commercial, you know, a saying pops up and it says, the way a girl feels about her beauty starts with how you feel about yours. And I think that's really powerful, but it also goes beyond just beauty and body image. Right? It also impacts the way she shows up on the court in the field. So we could replace that and say the way that your daughter feels about her capabilities starts with how you feel about yours. The way your daughter feels about her self-worth starts with how you feel about your self-worth. The way your daughter feels about her ability to overcome challenges starts with how you feel about your ability to overcome challenges in hard times. And so it's really interconnected. And a lot of times when I talk to moms about how to cultivate confidence in their daughters, they're wanting to know, what can I say to her to help her feel more confident? And for the most part, most of these moms are saying very positive things to their daughters. They're saying things like, you got this. I believe in you. You are so good at your sport. You know, they're just trying to build her up in all of these positive ways and pull out these positive qualities, which isn't bad. But if the moms are saying negative things about themselves, or getting discouraged every time something bad happens, or calling themselves lazy, or, you know, all of these things. If the moms are saying those things out loud about themselves, or even thinking them, that is what the daughter is picking up on. And so it doesn't matter as much what you say. It really matters what you say about yourself and what your actions are speaking. So again, if this feels overwhelming, I want you to know that, you know, it's okay. Okay. Honor that feeling, but also know that we have some key things that we can be doing to really help cultivate this confidence in your daughter. So I'm going to get into them. The three things that I have found are really impactful in influencing how our athlete daughters view themselves and how they view their capabilities. Start with number one. So we'll get right into it. Number one, here's what I want you to do. First thing, separate who she is from what she does. Separate who she is from what she does. And so this one really is very tangible. You're going to shift a little bit your feedback and your praise to your daughter. And what I'm talking about here is that who she is as a person, beyond even just an athlete, like we know she plays volleyball or basketball or softball or whatever sport she plays, right? That's what she does, all right? And who she is, though, beyond all of that, just who she is as a person, right? Beyond just her sport, beyond her accolades, beyond her accomplishments, that is what we really want to draw attention to, right? And highlighting her strengths beyond her accomplishments is so, so important, because where the slippery slope happens is that if we continue and we only praise her accomplishments or only praise her when she's doing something well or scoring the goals or scoring the most amount of points or just doing all of these like outward accomplishments that are great and we don't want to like not recognize them. But if that's all we're drawing attention to, she is getting the subconscious message that I am only worthy when I am achieving or accomplishing. Right? So we want to draw attention to the things that are in her control and are just who she is as a person. Like, is she, you know, is she hardworking? Is she kind? Is she a good teammate? Is she brave? You know, like those are the things that we want to bring out and highlight. So for example, instead of saying like nice goal, like very simple example, like nice goal. Okay. We try instead to say something like, hey, way to hustle to get available for that shot. Right? That hustle, that working hard to get available is in her control. Scoring a certain amount of goals isn't, right? So we want to shift the focus. And I know it seems very like, wait, does that really make a difference? That's so simple. It does. It absolutely does, right? So we're shifting from outcomes to process. We're shifting from accomplishments to her innate qualities and characteristics that you love about her. And in our 5-day Building Real Confidence Challenge for Moms, that's day one, is we get into, you know, what do you love about your daughter? Let's pull out these qualities and these characteristics that you've seen over the years, and let's make sure that she knows that those are valuable, that we value those even beyond however many points she scores or how she performs, because those are the things that she doesn't need to try and achieve to feel good about, right? We want her always being okay with who she is regardless of what she does. All right. So in that challenge, we really get deep into that. And it's super powerful just to get back to that, you know, that root of like, you know, this is who my daughter is. And she doesn't need to do anything more or less. She is perfect the way she is. So one other key thing about this and this separating who she is from what she does is that we're constantly trying to shift the lens and the focus from outward to inward. Right? Outward to inward. So outward, like I was saying, is like goals, results, accomplishments, and inward are those feelings, those desires, those characteristics about herself that are just innate to who she is. So we don't want to be constantly praising those outward things and saying good job, because we don't want to train them to always be looking to us for external validation. We want her to trust her own feelings about herself. We want her to look inward for that validation. And that praise, if she gets it from you or from her coaches, is like icing on the cake. But it's not the cake, right? The cake, the meat of who she is just who she is and those characteristics that are in her control. So that's what we want to constantly be bringing our attention back to, is shifting from outward to inward, right? Always bringing that back inward. Right? So that is number one, separate who she is from what she does. Her sport is what she does, who she is as a person, as a daughter, as a sister, as a friend, you know, all of those qualities that make her amazing is who she is. And we want to make sure that we are recognizing those more often than those accomplishments, you know, so that we can continue to build that confidence and that trust in herself. All right. Number two, the second thing that you can do to help cultivate confidence in your daughter is you have the power to shape the environment for her. You have the power to shape the environment for her through how you show up. Okay, what I mean by this is your thoughts, your words, and your actions matter a lot. Specifically, how you talk to yourself, what you say about yourself, and your own habits are very influential in your daughter's perception of herself and her own confidence. So the best thing you can do is to shape the environment by setting a great example for her through your own productive self-talk, what you say about your body and about your abilities, and the habits that you engage in daily. And I talked about this at the beginning of the podcast, that what you say about yourself really, really matters. So the way I like to shift this for moms is, how do you want your daughter to talk to herself or to talk about herself? So I want you just to kind of think about that for a little bit. What do you want her, what kind of thoughts do you want going on in her head? Do you want her saying things like, I got this, this is hard, but I can do hard things, this is tough, but I'm tougher, I'm confident, I've survived 100% of my bad days so far. You know, do we want these productive thoughts going on in her head, right? How do you want her talking about herself? Do you want her talking about her body in a positive way? Or do you want her nitpicking her body and judging it, right? What habits do you want her to engage in? Do you want her to be motivated, to be working on her training, to be engaging in mental habits? Do you want, you know, what are these things that you are hoping for your daughter? Right. And when I talk to parents, they have all of these amazing visions for their daughters, right? They're like, I just want her to like love herself, love what she's doing, love her sport, right? That's the big picture here. Okay. We've got that for our daughters, but now we need to shift it back to us, right? Because we know that we heavily influence the environment for her. So I want you to just check in with your own self-talk, right? No more tearing yourself apart. Our thoughts become our reality. Right? So how are you talking to yourself inside, even your thoughts, even the thoughts that she doesn't hear out loud, right? What are you saying out loud about yourself, about your body, about your capabilities, right? What habits are you engaging in that you want to model for her? And I can't overemphasize how important this is. And Like I already mentioned, in our 5-day Building Real Confidence Challenge for Moms, we go deep into this. And this next challenge kicking off on January 24th, if you're listening to this as it's being published, is going to be so powerful for moms to really, really take a deeper look into what are my thoughts that are creating my own reality. What things am I saying out loud that are impacting my own confidence and then also impacting my daughter's confidence? And what habits can I tweak in my life to be a good model for my daughter? And if you're thinking, well, she doesn't pay attention to anything I do anyways. Like, she doesn't listen to what I say. She doesn't care what I do. She's going to do her own thing regardless of what I do. And I want you to stop you right there. Because I know that that might be a thought, and it doesn't seem like she's listening or paying attention. And she's like, Mom, you don't know. You are the greatest and most influential person right now in her life. And I know it doesn't seem like it. I know it doesn't, but we have to keep the big picture in mind here, that your daughter is in a place right now where she is looking to other female models in her life who she's emulating with her self-talk and how she sees herself, and that absolutely impacts how she plays. And you are right there every single day influencing the environment for her and how you show up and how you talk about yourself and your own habits. It's so, so important. And it reminds me real quick of the story that I heard recently of how bamboo trees grow. And this is totally connected, so stick with me. But the story, how it goes, is that there is, you know, a Chinese bamboo is planted, right? The seed is planted under dirt. And for 5 years, day after day, you water that seed. You go back to the spot where the seed was planted and you water it. And you don't see any growth happening. You go back, you water it. Every single day. You're like, what the heck? Is this? Is anything really happening? And lo and behold, after around five years of watering the spot where this seed was planted, all of a sudden, this bamboo tree shoots up, grows on average about 90 feet within 5 weeks. So that growth happens in that last 5 weeks, 90 feet in the air. But what about those 5 years leading up to that? Was it worth it to go back and water that seed every single day? Yes, absolutely. Even though we couldn't see what was happening on the outside, there was growth that was happening on the inside, and we were cultivating it. We were watering it. We were giving it attention, right? It's like my, you know, the 15-minute Peloton workouts that I do. I'm like, is this even really making a difference? But I show up every single day, right? Do 15 to 20 minutes. Doesn't seem like it's making a difference from day to day until you look back over 1 year, 2 years, and then you're like, ah, yeah, that does make a difference. That's exactly what's happening right now. You will never regret, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road from now when you see your daughter and see the person that she has become. You will never regret investing in her right now, even if you think she doesn't care or she's not listening, because she is. So you model the model of confidence. You are the model for her. So that is the second way that you can cultivate confidence in her, is to shape the environment through your own thoughts, words, and actions. All right, the last way, number three, okay, and this is a big one that makes a huge difference, is you provide the opportunities. Okay, so number one is you separate who she is from what she does, and that's a shift in what you're drawing attention to. So that's a shift in your own talk and how you're talking to her and what you're highlighting about her accomplishments and what she does. Number two, you're shaping the environment for her. So you're showing up, you are being the model of confidence for her. And that doesn't mean you're not perfect, but you're showing her how to navigate hard times. You're showing her how to navigate those mistakes. And then three, you provide her with the opportunities. And here's what I mean by that. You're going to surround her with positive influences and mentors who will echo what you are saying. You provide her with the chances to develop her confidence through programs, through teams, through opportunities, which you're doing. That's why she's playing sports. Yes, we want our daughters to win and do really well. But the big picture here is that she's learning life skills through these sports, right? And she's learning confidence, and she's learning how to navigate hard times and speak up for herself and engage in tough conversations. And she's being cultivated and developed in her confidence as she is going through her sports season, right? So you provide her with those opportunities. And what that looks like, you know, her friend group is super, super important, and she obviously is going to pick her friends, but you can also make sure that she has these people in her lives. And whether, like I said, whether that is a program like ours that we have in our community or something else where she is getting a positive influences of people who are like her or on the same or similar path as her, on a journey that's similar to her, so that she can see what's possible, right? She has to be able to see other people and other examples and see what's possible for her, because it matters a lot who she's surrounded with and what she's seeing on a day-to-day basis subconsciously influences the path that she is choosing. Okay. And you can't be with her every single moment, right? And we don't want you to be with her. Like, you don't want to be with her every single moment either, right? But you're not going to be with her always, like on the sideline when she's not getting the playing time she wants or she's super disappointed, right? You're not going to be with her like when she's, you know, spiraling on the court or on the field making mistakes and you're like, oh, I wish I could help her, but I'm over here and she's there, okay? You're not going to be with her. Taking this off the court or the field, you're not going to be with her in every single moment where she maybe is pressured or thinking about engaging in an unsafe behavior. You aren't going to be there all the time. And so the best thing you can do is equip her with the skills to navigate those challenges and navigate those situations so that she feels confident knowing what to do. And she feels confident trusting herself, that she can have these emotions and have these feelings and trust her gut in those situations. Equipping her with those skills is super, super important. And so that's why we have the Elite Competitor. That's why we have programs. That's why we mentor so many female athletes, is because we know how important it is that they have opportunities to be surrounded by other athletes, by other mentors, and have the skills to know how to navigate situations, everything from pregame nerves to how to come back from mistakes or to dismantle those limiting beliefs, to change the self-talk, to know how to visualize, to get closer to goals. All of those things are really, really key to her development and to her confidence. So you hold the key to that. You get to provide her with the opportunities. And your daughter will never engage in an opportunity that you don't present for her. Absolutely, she won't, right? So you have to be able to be the one to allow her to engage in these opportunities to develop those skills that she needs. So that is, to kind of recap, here's what we have. Three things that you can start now to help cultivate confidence in your daughter. First, separate who she is from what she does. So as much as possible, you are highlighting who she is as a person, letting her know, hey, I love to see how great a teammate you are. You were connecting with your teammate when she was struggling on the field. That was amazing to see, right? Or that took a lot of bravery to take that shot, right? So highlighting who she is, highlighting the things that are in her control. You worked so hard to be able to get open for that shot, right? It's so fun to see that paying off for you. So highlighting those things rather than just all the accomplishments and all of those things, right? We want to make sure that we are always pointing that lens inward, 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 rather than outward looking to other people for validation, right? The second thing you can do is shape the environment for her. And that is super important because that is all about how you show up, right? And taking inventory of your own thoughts, your own words, your own actions, and what are they speaking for your daughter? Because she is picking up on what you are saying, what you're thinking, what you're doing. And we want to make sure that we are the model of what we hope for her. And then the third way is to provide opportunities with her and provide opportunities for her. So we want to surround our daughters with positive influences, with mentors, with opportunities to develop their confidence skills and develop the skills that they need to level up and become mentally tough in their sport, but also get that confidence that they carry with them for the rest of their lives. So those are those three ways. And as I mentioned, we have our 5-day Building Real Confidence Challenge for Moms kicking off on January 24th, if you're listening to this close to when it's published. So if you go to christinabrianne.com/challenge, you can jump on in with us. It is an amazing way to really go deeper into these three things that I talked about today. And we just dive in and, you know, join us if you are willing to really look at yourself and you are willing to get a little uncomfortable, you're willing to be vulnerable, and you're willing to do what it takes and what's in your control to help cultivate confidence in your daughter. So this is for these moms who know how important their role is in developing confidence in their daughters, and they're willing to take those steps to make sure that they are providing the environment and the support that their daughters need to cultivate that deep, lasting confidence in their sport and in their life. So that is at ChristinaBrianFord/challenge. All right, moms. Keep being what your daughter needs. You are doing awesome. Even if it doesn't feel like it's making a difference, you are. I'll chat with you soon.
Thanks so much for listening, moms. Now, don't forget to head over to trainhergame.com to check out that free training for sports mom. This is the training where we break down exactly what you can say and do to help your daughter come back from those mistakes, release the pressure, flip her negative mindset so that she can stop being overly critical of herself and play to her potential. Let's ditch this not knowing what to say dilemma for good and start getting your daughter to believe in herself as much as you do. Now that's at trainhergame.com. Go ahead and go there to choose your date and time, and I'll see you there.